Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Miranda Backus. Hello, Miranda.
Hi, Gary.
So Miranda is founder of Rooted Revival Counseling and Wellness, and she's also one of the members of a task force dedicated to bringing baby boxes to Mid-Missouri. We're going to talk about the Baby Box Task Force today. So first of all, Miranda, what is a Safe Haven Baby Box?
Yeah, Gary, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me on here and giving us the opportunity to talk about such an important topic for our community and our state. But a Safe Haven Baby Box, it is a, what our task force views it, it's a compassionate way for a desperate parent to make a choice to give their baby a chance and to give themselves a chance. Now, to get more specific with what it is a climate-controlled, they call it an incubator, but really it's like, think like a bassinet from a hospital. When you give birth to a baby, there's a little bassinet there. That is inserted into a wall of a location that is already a safe haven location in accordance to the law. Okay. So such as a police station, an EMS building, pregnancy help center, a hospital. We take an exterior wall and they cut a hole in it and they place a door on the outside. And it's a climate controlled box that a parent could surrender their baby in a time of crisis. Okay. If they can't care for that baby any longer or I don't know what to do with that baby, they're surrendering it over. So instead of handing it to a physical person at one of these locations, they're anonymously placing it into this box in a very safe way. And on the other side of that box, internally in the building, alarms are going off and 911 is dispatching first responders. And the baby is retrieved from that box within a couple minutes and then taken to a hospital for evaluation.
Okay. All right. So... when you say the child is left there, I mean, under Missouri law, that is allowed, right?
Correct. Yes. If a child is under, is 45 days old or under and unharmed, then a parent can legally surrender their baby without any legal ramifications to one of these safe haven locations.
Okay. All right. So, and as you mentioned, Missouri law right now is 45 days, but there is legislation, it's House Bill 121 that would change the amount of time that a parent could leave the child. Kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, yes, there is. That legislation is expanding it to 90 days old for the baby. And really that just gives a bigger opportunity for these parents who are still possibly in crisis to surrender their baby in a safe way. So we believe that to be a good thing, to just give a greater opportunity for these babies to have a chance and for these parents also to have a chance to legally surrender their baby in a safe way.
It's maybe not quite as much of a rush decision, but it also doesn't become a hopeless situation because it was 46 days or whatever. So in HB 121, which was passed by the House and is in the Senate now, the bill is called the Safe Place for Newborns Fund, and the legislation could create up to 25 functioning newborn safety incubators. So let's talk a little bit about, I mean, the concept of leaving your baby might be kind of foreign to some folks, right?
Right.
So let's talk about what are some of the circumstances that might lead a parent to believe that it's best to leave the child there.
Right. Yes, these are parents who are just in complete desperation. Many times it might be a young parent, a teenage parent, who maybe their own parents don't know that they were pregnant. Maybe they didn't get any prenatal care. They weren't prepared to be a parent. And instead of making, you know, a fatal choice, such as abandoning the baby somewhere else, or even trying to do the right thing, such as leaving it on the doorstep of a church, right? Or something like that, where somebody may not find the baby until hours later, you know, to the detriment of the environment, the weather, something like that.
Right.
The baby boxes offer a safer alternative to that. But these parents are in a time of crisis. They're desperate. majority, if not all, of these parents are not looking to do something harmful to their baby. They actually want their baby to be safe and to live. They just know that they can't care for their baby. They, for a variety of circumstances, just as they don't have resources. There's been many times these babies are placed in these boxes and they are fresh from birth, right? These parents may have given birth to them in a vehicle or in their, you know, somewhere else that's not in a hospital.
Yeah.
And that's how they're placed in these boxes. So these parents are just desperate. They're in times of crisis. One thing I do love about the company, Safe Haven Baby Box, that specifically Cole County is using and a couple of places across the state, they provide other resources to these parents too. So they have a crisis line available 24/7 where parents can call if they're considering a choice like this. They can call and speak to a crisis counselor at any time. And these counselors are trained not to work them towards surrendering, but to help them make the safest, best choice for themselves and their infant.
Mm-hmm.
They can provide financial resources through donations to help them if they need, maybe they don't have enough food, they're worried about feeding their child, so they think maybe they need to surrender their baby, but really they just need resources. Safe Haven Baby Box, the company, can help them find resources locally. They can also provide access to maybe some legal counseling if needed, if there's other things going on surrounding the circumstances of this infant. But majority of the time, these parents are just desperate. They don't know what to do. So what I love about this company is they offer their resources as well. It's not just the avenue to surrender their baby, but let's see what we can do to help you beforehand.
It's a kind of a holistic approach there for the potential family, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And then additionally, when the baby is placed in the box, if that's where they ultimately decide that's best for them and their baby, a bag falls out of the door. When you open up the door, a bag falls out. And in that bag has resources for the parent, such as resources, how to take care of your body after having a baby, right? Some of these mothers specifically may not have had prenatal care, or they don't have any postpartum care, especially if their family doesn't know that they were pregnant or that they gave birth. So it provides resources to them. It's going to provide resources as well for like counseling in their area, mental health treatment. So it just gives resources to the parent, because the task force and Safe Haven Baby Box recognizes this is an extremely difficult choice to make.
Yeah.
And so we want to wrap around the parents as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say a parent has decided they're going to surrender the child. And you mentioned this bag of information that's dropped down. What kind of support will Safe Haven give that parent?
Yes. So they offer a national crisis hotline that's available 24/7, 365 days a year. And that number is 866-99-BABY-1.
Yeah.
And a parent can call that hotline and they can speak to a crisis counselor that has the goal of providing them access to resources in their area that just allow that parent to help stabilize the situation that they're in and then move forward with making the best decision for their child and themselves.
Okay. All right. And we'll put that number in our show notes also that folks can access it as well as share it with those who may find themselves in that situation.
Thank you.
So do we have a sense of how many, let's say in the state of Missouri, because obviously Cole County does not have a box at this time.
Correct.
But let's say in Missouri, how many babies typically would be left in this sort of setting, either with a baby box or left at a hospital or surrendered? Mm-hmm. Do we have a sense?
Gosh, that's a really great question. That might be a statistic we might have to look up and plug in, just to be totally transparent. But I do know that, you know, you see news stories all the time. I hate to get so vulgar, but you see news stories about babies that are abandoned in a dumpster.
Yeah.
Or really what ignited this, reignited the passion, I should say, of our Central Missouri area was, if you remember, maybe a year ago, there was a baby left in a plastic sack down towards, gosh, I think that was maybe the Vienna area or somewhere around that area. And that really reignited people's feelings about, hey, this is not what we want. We want parents to have a safe option for their baby to go to someone who can provide care for them if they can't. And we want babies to live also if they can't, right?
Yeah.
So that fueled this new passion in Jefferson City here for them to say, hey, we want a box here. We want an option for parents and okay. for these babies to have a chance at life, right?
Sure.
And that also lit a fire under Osage County, and they're working to get 2 boxes placed in Osage County now.
Good.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about Cole County's efforts to get a box. So where would it be placed, mm-hmm. and why was that site chosen?
Sure. So ultimately, after we met with the Jeff City Fire Department and the Cole County EMS, we brought this idea to them, and then we really wanted their opinion on where would be the best location for the people of our city to have access to it, and for the first responders to be able to properly follow the protocol that comes with having a box like this.
Right.
So they felt like the new EMS building downtown here would mm-hmm. be the best location, as it's centrally located. Public transportation can have access to that area. And they felt like it was safest to have EMS personnel available right away to assess the baby.
Yeah. Okay. So where are we at on this this project?
Yes, we're so excited to say that we have the funding raised for it. Mm-hmm. And the county commission's just signed the official contract on Tuesday of this week at their meeting.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. It's very big. We're super excited. Chief Eric Hoy from Cole County EMS has been a pioneer for us getting this signed and mm-hmm. moving forward with it. And he's excited to have it in his location there. So, and he said on the Tuesday meeting that he has a great hope that it'll be in place by the fall.
Wow.
I know.
So let's back up a second. Sure. So how much did the box cost?
Sure. So their fundraising goal, I should say they, the City of Jefferson, Cole County EMS, was $20,000. Okay. Because the boxes can have a range there between, $15,000 to
$20,000. Okay.
And that's for the whole thing, the box installation. That includes like paying your contractor. And mm-hmm. then they also wanted some additional features for video monitoring, and that did have a slight additional charge. So they wanted the key players to have access to video monitoring. So if the alarm is tripped, we know when a baby's placed in the box, they wanted to be able to pull up a video monitor right away and say, okay, what's going on there?
Yeah.
So that did have just a slight additional fee. But having that fundraising goal too gives some excess money in the pot there, because there is an annual fee of about $500 to maintain it and for the alarm system. And so that way we can keep withdrawing from that fund to be able to keep funding the box. So,
all right. Okay. So Miranda, you talk about the element of this, there's an added element of a video system. What is the video trained on? Because as you know, one of the concerns of someone who's surrendering a baby is they're concerned that they're going to be outed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the video monitoring will just be on the bassinet. There's no external video that's monitoring who is coming to the box or anything like that. So it would just be focused on the bassinet inside. So the parent would still have anonymity when they're placing the baby in there. It's purely just to monitor the bassinet to make sure that
There is a baby in there.
Correct. Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So Miranda, so you've mentioned Safe Haven. So what kind of presence do they have in Missouri, and what kind of success have they had with the program?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So presently, according to their website, there are 5 Safe Haven baby boxes installed in Missouri. There's 3 in the St. Louis area and a couple different cities. And then there is one down in the Southwest region, maybe closer to Joplin. I believe there's 2 actually down in the Southwest region closer mm-hmm. to Joplin. And actually, the very first one that was placed in Melville, Missouri, closer to St. Louis, they had a baby placed in their box within 6 months of their box being installed.
Wow.
It's incredible.
That is incredible. So I'm sure Safe Haven has some records as far as nationally how many babies have been surrendered and what sort of connections they have made with parents. Mm-hmm. So what do we know about that?
Yeah, so we do know since the Safe Haven Baby Box program's inception in about 2016, there have been 55 babies that have been safely surrendered in their boxes. And then additionally, The organization, their crisis line, has assisted with over 150 surrenders. So that would be a parent going to a safe haven location and surrendering their baby safely.
Wow, that's a lot of lives affected there.
Yes, absolutely. So we're so grateful to that company for offering options for resources for parents.
Yeah. Well, it strikes me, it's obviously it's a great program, can be incredibly valuable to these young families, the babies. But how do you get the word out, right? I mean, it's one thing if you have this great feature, but how do you get the word out that it's there and it's a resource?
Mm-hmm. Safe Haven Baby Box does a great job of advertising the availability of this box. So once it's installed, they'll put billboards up. They buy TV advertisements so that people know about the Safe Haven Baby Box that's placed here, but also that they have education about the Safe Haven Law. I think a lot of people are probably undereducated about what the safe haven laws are, and so they provide education about that too.
All right. So you've got the box paid for. You've got an agreement with the county. What are the next steps?
Yeah, the next steps are moving forward with getting a contractor to start the physical work.
Okay.
So Chief Hoy will be pushing forward with that, the EMS chief. So.
Yeah.
He's excited to get it in his building, so he will keep that moving forward on his side. And then when the box is officially installed, Safe Haven Baby Box will come do some education with the staff here mm-hmm. in Jeff City about what to do when a baby is placed in the box, how to work the box. And so they spend hours educating the people who will be manning the box and doing the alarm checks each week and each month. And then they do a blessing of the box, and they'll do a press conference, and we hope that Governor Kehoe could maybe join us for that. He did go to the blessing of the box in Melville when mm-hmm. he was the lieutenant governor, so we hope that Governor Kehoe could join us for this blessing in his own city.
All right. Well, Miranda, thanks for joining us today, and thank you for the work in helping to get this box a reality.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.